Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade. We're just going to get into the good stuff here because we're big ol' fans of this.
Keeping it spooky, keeping it...
Oh yeah, still the month of October. So we're going to follow up with spookiness. We are big, big fans of Tim Burton, and we're even bigger fans of Michael Keaton, and then we're even bigger fans of Beetlejuice.
That's true.
So much so that we went to the musical. We've watched the movie so many times, and we bought all of the animated series on DVD.
Yeah, because you can't stream it anywhere, which is really annoying.
Right. I bought a couple of Beetlejuice patches and pins, and they are now on my vest.
Yeah.
We spent just about $200 on merch at the musical. Not afraid to admit that.
And since we're in Colorado and we did go to the musical, no, we weren't at the one with Lauren Boebert having a cow.
Sorry. Wish we could have provided drama, but at least you didn't interrupt our show.
Yeah, ours went off without a hitch. And yeah. We went to opening night, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I feel like the...
Lots of people.
Vibes and everything was on point, which was really sweet. And it was kind of like our first, you know, big play musical...
Together, because I grew up.
I know.
I think I saw a few of them besides Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
I loved it. Wait, first off, what do we want to talk about first?
Let's go in chronological order. So like Beetlejuice, movie. The animated, and then the musical. Movie, show,
animated,
musical.
Got it. All right, we can do that. So.
Do you even need to look at the IMDb page for the movie?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Fair.
Beetlejuice came out in 1988. It's rated PG, but today it would be definitely rated R.
Or at least PG-13, because they get one fuck.
Nice fucking model.
Hurt.
Beetlejuice, the spirits of a deceased couple are harassed by an unbearable family that has moved into their home. And hire a malicious spirit to drive them away. Bioexorcist is what it's been changed to.
Mm-hmm.
The couple were Alec Baldwin playing Adam and Gina Davis playing Barbara. Beetlejuice was played by Michael Keaton. You don't want to get that guy involved right now.
Actually,
you know what? We should get him involved. Sit down and have a chat.
Man, that would be an episode.
Annie McEnroe. Played Jane Butterfield. And I've got a frickin' theory on this. I'll bring it up in a bit.
Okay.
Maurice Page is Ernie. Hugo Stranger. Wow. That's not at all suspicious.
Right.
as Old Bill. You got Little Jane. And then you have Catherine O'Hara as Delia. You have Jeffrey Jones as Charles, unfortunately. You got Winona Ryder as Lydia. Glenn Shaddix as Otho, and you got Sylvia Sidney as Juno, Robert Golette as Maxie Dean, Dick Cavett as Bernard, Susan Kellerman as Grace, and I'm missing someone, and that's the hard part. Because I don't want to miss anyone. Because it's actually a small cast.
It is a pretty small cast.
So,
I think you got...
Rachel Middleman is...
Middleman.
Is Little Jane. J.J. Sanders is a moving man. Mark Ettlinger is a moving man. Patrice Martinez was the receptionist. You know, she wouldn't have had her little accident. I love this movie. Love everything about it. It still holds up. Just the theme, just the ambience. That too has moments of like just capturing something simple to provide a lot of information for.
Right.
No, okay, I want to tell my theory. Is that cool?
Do your theory.
I think, was that dog, because they ran off the bridge, they drove off a bridge because the dog got in the middle of the road.
Right.
On the way down to town, the dog crossed the road once before. On the way back, it crossed them, they swerved and they crashed. Is that dog belong to Jane? Jane's been trying to sell their house. Jane has been trying to sell their effing house. What? Like, stop sending people photos of my house.
Like, right? And I would buy that house for $260,000 in a heartbeat, even if Beetlegeist lived there. Right. Like, that's how much I would live there.
But I have a feeling that she made her dog run them off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
she didn't seem to. I mean, sure, she came by after the funeral. They cried.
She
left.
Paid her respects and then put the for sale sign in the front yard.
Exactly, though. Exactly, though. And then you got to look at the other one, too, where, they died. I was devastated. Tell your father I designed the inside of the house.
If he needs any help.
Like, nah.
Right.
Nah, she did it. I think she did it on purpose, man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope something comes around with that in the sequel, because there's going to be a sequel to the movie. It's labeled as a comedy fantasy, surprisingly enough. Anyway, directed by Tim Burton.
Obviously.
Writers were Michael McDowell, Larry Wilson for the story, and Warren Scarron.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, like, the vibe of Beetlejuice that we like so much is, like, the, you know, claymation and, like, the weird props and stuff. It says that the visual effects budget was only $1 million.
Nice.
Which was, like, a main reason on why Tim Burton leaned into making the effects look super tacky in B-movie. But right. I feel like
it made it awesome.
It made it so much better. Like, if they had, you know, a legit-looking sandworm or, like,
right,
CGI'd, like, their faces instead of claymated
right.
Barbara and Adam's, like, scary faces, I feel like it wouldn't have felt as good,
right.
You know? It wouldn't have felt as Tim Burton-y.
For real. All right.
But I think,
I was going to say, I think we can head over to the musical now if you want.
Or the TV show.
Oh, the animated series. Yeah, sorry.
There's a lot of trivia that I want to share.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So, originally, the studio wanted to call the film House Ghosts.
House Ghosts.
As a joke, Tim Burton suggested it should just be called Scared Sheetless. And the studio was like, yeah, that's a good name. And so, he had to, like, double down and
no. No.
Yeah. it is, I believe Michael Keaton said that this is one of his favorite movies of his. And I think it's kind of awesome that it says that he ad-libbed like 90% of his lines. So, of course, it's because it's all you.
Right.
And there's a list of like characters that were also, or actors that were also considered for the role of Beetlejuice. And I was just like, no. Like, I mean, Jim Carrey was on there. Robin Williams was on there.
Right. Like, but I don't think, I mean, they all could have done something, but
it wouldn't have been
Michael Keaton, man.
Right?
He nailed it.
He nailed
place.
It so well. And also, I think, interestingly enough, Alec Baldwin said that he didn't like his acting in this movie.
That's weird.
I think he does great.
He does, like, fine to me. Like, obviously, he's a concerned husband,
right?
Like, that's
dead.
Also dead, trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, and also, I think I read that the original ending for this movie was, like, that Lydia was supposed to die in a house fire.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's how she, like, gets reunited with Adam and Barbara. But the studio, rightfully so, thought that was, like,
a little too dark.
A little dark and, like, not a good message to send to, like, the youths, that dying is happiness.
Right.
Or you'll get happiness from dying.
Right.
So
I guess that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, obviously it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you don't want to promote that. And because she was obsessed with it, you know, she wanted to die.
Right.
So I guess that's
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
yeah,
can we move on to the show?
We can move on to the show.
All right. So Beetlejuice, the animated series. It ran from 1989 to 1991, so a year after the movie came out. Just about. The show got a 7.3 out of 10. I grew up with the show. I remember watching every good amount of every episode.
Right.
It just says, in this case, so now Lydia is 12.
I read that and I was like, she doesn't seem like a 12-year-old in this show.
I like to argue that she's a 16-year-old.
Right.
So. But Adventures of a Ghostly Con Artist and His 12-Year-Old Pal.
Lydia.
And we have Allison Court that voiced Lydia Dietz and Stephen Oimet that played Beetlejuice. Elizabeth Hanna as Delia Dietz, Roger Dunn as Charles Dietz. Tara Strong did additional voices. Ron Rubin did additional voices. So, like, they had the reoccurring, like, side characters, friends mm-hmm. of Beetlejuice's in the other world. And basically, like, she and him hang out every weekend and do something stupid, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I love it. We still throw it on in the background. Fill some time and watch a couple. I really love the art or the color theme. Not necessarily the art, it's just the color palette of the show. It makes it like feels very familiar at the same time being new.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's why I like that.
I haven't read any trivia for this in general. Even before. Apparently the cartoon was a huge success.
Nice.
Which is great. It first aired on ABC.
Huh.
And then on Fox Kids. And it also led Beetlejuice to being seen Monday through Friday on Fox while streaming on Saturdays on ABC.
Nice.
It's one of the few shows in American TV history to be aired concurrently on two different networks.
Huh.
Which is kind of crazy that it's like,
wow,
was that big of a deal.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's a reoccurring character named Prince Vince is the same one used for the title character Vincent, which is an early Tim Burton short.
Oh yeah, Vince. Yeah.
I like how Tim Burton like combines, like, there's little Easter eggs from like everything that he's done in everything that he's done.
Right.
It is not known who played the opening announcer, and the actor is not credited in the credits. To this day, the voice actor's name remains a mystery.
Of
Beetlejuice. The, like, you're watching Beetlejuice.
Oh,
now that. Back to Beetlejuice. Like, it's not credited and it's not like listed anywhere.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is the first of two animated shows from the Geffen company. The second one was Beavis and Butthead to America.
Nice.
I get the vibes.
Nice.
I knew, cause I was a Looney Tunes kid growing up. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, I must have seen some of these animated Beetlejuice shows. Cause like I'll see characters and be like, oh, that was in my brain somewhere from a very long time ago.
Right.
But the monster across the street design was modeled after the Looney Tunes characters Gossamer, the like
big
Gossamer, orange guy. I was like,
hairy
he
guy,
looks
yeah.
just like him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Nice.
And obviously, weirdly enough, Adam and Barbara are not in this show.
So strange. So the series had six directors. It looks like some of them worked together. So like John Halfpenny, Larry Jacobs, and John Van Bergen did 73 episodes in 1991. And Alan Bruntz started in 1991 as well, but did 65 episodes along with Rick Marshall. But Robin Budd did, it looks like, the first season, 89 to 90.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. Writers, you know, they had a different writer every show, so I wonder if I can just like sift through, see if there's anyone that we would know. But I can name some quick ones too. Steve Coogan, Ted Anastasi. I can't. And some of the directors too. Sorry. I was looking at a bunch of information at once.
I was also going to say, because obviously it's Beetlejuice and Lydia are like the main people. So the voice actress that does Lydia's voice voices Claire in the Resident Evil games.
Yeah.
And she also voices Jubilee in the X-Men animated shows.
Hell yeah.
And
Beetlejuice voices Archangel.
Archangel, yeah. So it's kind of cool that they worked together on the same different shows.
Right.
Same shows, whatever. But yeah, I thought it would be cool. And Babar. Did you ever watch Babar? The like...
Babar.
Elephant. Fancy elephant.
I don't know.
Babar, the king of elephants. He was in that. I just remember watching Babar. As
doesn't ring any bells. I really can't think. Oh, are you showing me some? Oh, I know of it, but I don't
know how much I've watched. Yeah. And he voiced a character in that movie.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Just random.
You have anything else about the animated series?
I don't. I mean, from what I've seen, I would give it more than a 7.3. I think like...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
An 8.1.
8.1.
Yeah.
82.
Yeah.
Out of 100.
And
I like that. Yeah. I like everything about it. You know, if you like the Courage the Cowardly Dog feel...
Oh, yeah.
It's the same kind of energy.
Beavis and Butthead feel like...
Some Beavis and... It's not as dumb sometimes.
It's not... Right, yeah, right.
It's not dumb.
But I feel like... It's just, like, has that, like, good, like, early 90s.
Kind of like, teaches you a lesson.
Yeah, it teaches you a lesson. The animation's really cool. And there's, like, unexpected, like, puns and jokes in there that I feel like... I mean, I don't watch a lot of modern cartoons, but maybe that they don't do that as often. I don't know. Maybe they do. Right. But...
Well, now we can talk about the musical. It's called... Beetlejuice, the musical, the musical, the musical.
The musical, the musical, the musical.
So, the music and the lyrics were written by Eddie Perfect, a book by Scott Brown and Anthony King. And it was obviously based off of the Beetlejuice movie and stories and lore. And it first premiered October 14th, 2018, at the National Theater in Washington, D.C. And then it played on Broadway in 2019. And then this year it went on a... Or last year it went on a U.S. tour. And I think... The main four were played by Alex Brightman as Beetlejuice. Sophia Ann Caruso as Lydia Dietz. Carrie Butler and Rob McClure played Barbara and Adam. The Maitlands. Mm-hmm. First off, oh man, it's going to be hard. You got to break this down a little differently.
I think it's cool that it's not exactly.
Yeah, first off, it's movie. Not it's not word for word.
Right.
Yeah. Which, they even state it that they changed it.
Yeah.
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 Like right in the first song, they say, what do you say? And such a bold departure from the original source material. Bop, 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 bump. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Alex Brightman, if you're just listening to the soundtrack, you know, actually, I'll just say it like that. Whoever plays Beetlejuice has just energy, charisma.
Right.
Like, power and confidence.
And the fact that they can, like, do all that while doing the
a Beetlejuice voice.
Exactly. Yeah. is pretty amazing.
Yeah. In the play, obviously, we didn't have the original cast because... That's Broadway. But the music, every single song is kind of, you know, okay, it's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like a rock song.
You right. know
what I mean? Like a rock and roll.
But it's still a musical.
Yeah, like... it's still a musical. And they kind of stick it into, you know, they start with the usual where Adam and Barbara were... just housewife and house husband that are working on their house and are trying to think of their next plan in life, but why rush, you know?
Right.
That's one of their ideas. And then they die.
Enter
Beetlejuice, where he goes ahead and just tells you, welcome, like, to the whole being dead thing.
Right.
You know? tries to get them to scare the new tenants in their house away.
I like that Lydia, obviously, Delia isn't her mom, or is her stepmom yet, maybe.
She's not her stepmom yet.
She's her life coach.
Her life coach.
That is also her dad's banging her dad.
It's also banging your dad. In the play, that's kind of funny. Something they don't show in the musical, or in the obviously that you can't pick up listening to the musical,
right,
is that they're, you know, they are secretly passionate with each other.
Yeah.
And in the play, it is so funny. Like,
it is.
They just run up to each other and go, no, and they run away.
We mustn't.
It's so good. So, I mean, those are other characters that I'm glad were... I'm glad they were there.
Yeah.
And they, at least Delia gets her own song.
Yeah.
That one's awesome.
Business friends.
Nope. Life coaching.
Nailing Life coaching.
It. let's see. And I mean, also in this case, the musical does go through the fact, like, I think Act Two starts with a... them actually taking over the house and kicking out her parents and like haunting the house together.
Yeah, like so that. There's so, like an act or whatever in the movie where a bunch of people come to the door and they get to scare them, including like a Girl Scout and pizza delivery and like a census bureau.
Oh yeah.
That's taking a poll.
And then possessed into dancing.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. The lights, the stage setup, because it mostly took place in the main living room of the Maitland's house. And then and then it would go to the attic, and it would go to, I think it went to a couple of the bedrooms, just like once or twice. But it mostly stuck to downstairs. just for utilizing that one space, they did so much.
Yeah.
And it even had, they had, while waiting outside, you can see the big Beetlejuice arrow pointing right. sign. It was so awesome. He interacted with the crowd really well too, which was really fun.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Because we heard later they got their backups. Friends went in later and...
What is it? Your... Second, no. What is it called? Will, no. What is it called? Your understudies.
Understudy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're okay. I forgot too. That's why I was just saying backup, you know, make it easier on myself. I guess we should have brought our...
the book.
The pamphlet over here so we could have read who was in the cast, but...
I have that up.
Okay.
So... The tour that we saw that's happening right now, Justin Collette is playing Beetlejuice. Lydia Dietz is played by Isabel Esler. Adam Maitland is played by Will Burton. Barbara is played by Brittany Coleman. Delia is Kate Mellory. Miss Argentina, that has a really great song, is Danielle Marie Gonzalez. Charles Dietz is played by Jesse Sharp. Maxie Dean was played by Brian Vaughn. And then Juno was played by Carmine Allers. Otho was played by Abe Goldfarb. And Sky the Girl Scout was played by Jacara Davis. Those are the only ones listed, at least on IMDb, for the tour.
And it's just like, it's an absolute riot. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
It has all the humor. Not only does it look good, but they always like set the vibe. Because the stage, you know, in the movie, when the Maitlands died, they changed the way the house looked.
Yeah.
And they did that. And that was just so
really cool
to see. Like, it was just a weird change to the environment.
Yeah.
And then when they when Lydia and Beetlejuice took over the house, that they changed that too. And I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
You could just like, it like felt like they just flipped a switch and it looked different. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And it's just so...
They did a really good job.
So sweet.
They actually... The production, Broadway production, has won 4 awards. the World Theater Award for Outstanding New York City Stage Debut Performance. Sophia Ann Caruso won that. They won Outstanding Set Design for a Musical.
Hell yeah.
The Founders Award for Excellent Directing, Alex Timbers won that. And another Outstanding Set Design for another Outer Critics Circle Award.
That's so cool.
And they were nominated for a whole bunch of Tony Awards, but didn't win, unfortunately.
Darn. Now all we want is to see this movie.
Right.
This
I just
play this live.
Want the Hamilton of Beetlejuice so we can watch it. When I was on
a rotating stage.
On a rotating stage.
I'm just kidding.
When I was on IMDb, I saw that there was like a fan service, like musical recording of Beetlejuice on the internet, but it's just people playing parts, not actual production.
Right. And I forgot to read the synopsis of this, kind of like a movie, you know. But the story, a deceased couple who tries to haunt the new inhabitants of their former home call for help from a devious bioexorcist ghost named Beetlegeist, after the star, who is summoned by saying his name three times. One of the inhabitants is a young girl, Lydia, who is dealing with her mother's death and the neglect of her father. Yeah, so a good chunk of this is like the beginning. It starts off, I don't want to give too much of this play away. You should listen to the musical. It starts off with her mother's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets a number in the intro. And then Beetlejuice hops in and kind of explains the dealio, you know. And
right.
That's what I love about it. And you need to treat it as if Beetlejuice is walking around them and they can't see and he's just narrating all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's ever going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, that right. kind of thing, but they don't know it. That's what I really, really liked about it, and that he was super unpredictable.
Yeah. I mean, as he is in general, but just seeing him be crazy on stage like that is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. We got a sandworm plush
mm-hmm.
from the event. That was really cool. A couple of pins.
A shirt that has...
enamel pins. Oh, and Nicole got a shirt.
All their names on it.
Said but Adam, Barbara, Delia.
Lydia.
Beetlejuice. Or did it say... Oh,
it
and it
says
was green.
It, yeah, three yeah. times.
And then, let's see.
And stickers.
And a poster. Yeah, we got the play poster.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
To commemorate the moment.
Right.
It was a shit show leaving that place, too. Everyone was trying to leave. So we held back, took photos in front of the building and stuff. Convention Center downtown Denver is nutso for
plays. Yeah, trying to get all that parking garage.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, it could have been worse.
It could have been worse, but like... people that like wouldn't let you in, like, okay, congrats, you're gonna get out a whole car's length earlier for not letting us in.
Right.
You're a dick.
But I mean, it could have been worse.
Right.
Like, it. Yeah, we went there two more times in 1 month.
Seriously.
We went from the Beetlejuice musical to an art show, an anime, movie, nerd, adventure con.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went straight to...
Beer Fest.
The Beer Festival. So we hung out there for a second.
Yeah.
But I loved it. Every single second, every character did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
The choreography was perfection. What I love about this is he's so self-loathing.
Yeah.
You're
invisible when you're me.
Yeah, just... I love it so much. It's so... And that's what I love about it. It still feels like Beetlejuice.
It still feels like Michael Keaton.
Like Michael Keaton's energy is still there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
You have an opportunity to go see it on tour, Broadway tour, you should, because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. The musical was great. The movie is still awesome. There is supposedly a sequel coming out.
Right.
You know, we'll take that with a grain of salt, but it's also Tim Burton, so it should be okay. I can tell you some things. You know, Michael Keaton is reprising his role as Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder is Lydia Deetz. Jenna Ortega is going to play Lydia's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Bellucci is playing Beetlejuice's wife.
What?
Catherine O'Hara is coming back as Delia Dietz. There's no way the guy, Jeffrey Jones, is coming back.
I hope William Dafoe is going to be.
There's William Dafoe. I hope Charles. He's a ghost or something. Justin Theroux is going to be in it.
I love Justin.
Juliana Yazbek. Gianni Calcetti as dead suave gentleman. So I feel like we're going to get some more afterlife stuff, and it looks like September 6th, 2024.
Next year. Yeah. Nice. It would be interesting to see if Beetlejuice's wife is like a random character that we saw in the Netherworld from the movie. Like the woman
girl with
that
the
was
legs.
Like cut in half.
Cut
or like
in half with the legs.
Just yeah. Some random woman that was in
that's funny.
The Netherworld would be kind of cool.
Right. The other cool thing about this is, you know, Tim Burton doesn't say, or usually doesn't like to do sequels. But if him and Michael are coming back, then we should have some sort of hope.
Yeah.
And the synopsis right now is this is a follow-up to the comedy Beetlejuice 1988 about a ghost who's recruited to help haunt a house. Huh.
Interesting.
Because I don't even think... Yeah, I don't see Gina Davis or Barbara on here at all.
Right.
Or Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin, sorry. So...
And it's also kind of cool. Seth Graham Smith has been working on the script since 2012, and he's the guy that wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire
Hunter,
and
right.
The other stuff. So, I mean, he's into spooky shit.
That's good.
And I hope that, like, with... And he was on Dark Shadows, too.
Oh, cool.
So...
Well, there you go.
And he's worked with Tim Burton, so hopefully they can...
All comes around.
Right? It's like a circle.
I'm hoping that it's just as good as the first one, so that way we can keep it going. And then that way the writers, creators of the musical can suck it up and make a sequel too.
Right. I also kind of hope that with the second one, they still keep the visual effects kind of practical and like...
Cheesy.
B-rated or whatever. Just because it's 2023 doesn't mean everything has to be crazy, you know, CGI'd. Like... Keep the same vibe.
Stay Tim Burton and you'll be okay, Tim Burton.
Stay golden, Tim.
Yeah, Burton.
Burton.
Well.
This is fun.
Yeah. Beetlejuice is probably one of our favorite things.
Yeah.
We're going to probably do a Halloween party based around him next time.
Yes.
But stay spooky, y'all.
Stay spooky.
We're going to go squeeze our pumpkins.
Yes.
Our brains.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.